Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Caroline, is it any news over there that you're putting out Christmas trees and Santa is visiting with the wall skiff?
It's like Christmas
given to us today. Is it Christmas morning over in Trump headquarters?
Hey, well, let me tell you, this is welcome news for our campaign. As President Trump said himself on his Truth Social account a few minutes ago, thank you. Thank you, Kamala Harris, for proving how dangerously liberal you are. This is her first major decision as the Dem Party's nominee, and she has proven that she's a radical liberal in her choice of Tim Walz, who is also a radical liberal. This guy is one of the most far-left governors in America. The things he has put the poor people of Minnesota through are unforgivable. Just remember the riots of 2020, Minneapolis, the epicenter of the Black Lives Matter movement that burnt American cities to the ground. Tim Walz is responsible for that. He supported that. He's an anti-police, defund the police Democrat, and he's just as radically liberal as Kamala Harris.
Now, how do we, though, with the aid of the media, they're already starting, Stephanopoulos and the others, characterize him as heartland America? I mean, he is in Minnesota, so it's heartland America.
Minnesota.
Well, just because he lives in the heartland doesn't mean he actually holds their values and supports their values in his policies. We're going to continue for the next 91 days to expose Tim Walz for his radical record. I mean, just look at the policies he supported: driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, sanctuary city policies, defunding the police. He is anti-American energy. He has signed one of the most extremist environmental laws in the country, a ban on carbon-based fuel in Minnesota by 2040. That is only 14 years away. It is incomprehensible.
Caroline, just, excuse me, is he on record saying, and I'm sure you guys, if he is, will produce it here for Pennsylvania, he is probably then anti-fracking. Has he said that directly, say, in the last, you know, few years?
He has, and he's also said he wants to criminalize the oil and gas companies in this country.
Wow.
So the good people in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania need to understand that. He is going to take away your jobs and gift them to communist China. And what's that going to do for the cost of living in this country? It's going to continue to increase. There's only one president who's going to protect good-paying fracking jobs and energy jobs in Pennsylvania and Minnesota and every state, and that's President Trump, no doubt about it.
When he comes here, too, I'm suspect that he's able to eat a cheesesteak. He might do a John Kerry. He might have a hoagie on top of the cheesesteak. That's what we're hoping happens here. So, Caroline, what do you think? What's the theory on the pick, since it's obvious that Shapiro, to me, would have made it more difficult here in Pennsylvania? I think Harris, we're hearing, may have been afraid of being upstaged. She's that weak that she went with this guy.
Well, that's possible. I also think it's possible she didn't choose Josh Shapiro because Kamala Harris is catering to the far-left demands of the pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizers in this country. And as you know, your governor, Josh Shapiro, is Jewish. He worked for the IDF in a past life. He's tried to scrub that from his Wikipedia page now, which, again, just proves how far left and anti-Semitic, unfortunately, the Democrat Party has become. And it's very sad that we have a major political party in this country that shows such contempt for Jewish Americans. But I believe that probably played a role in Kamala Harris's decision-making process. However, we won't know until she actually sits down for an interview. I mean, this woman has not done an interview. She's been a dumb party appointed nominee for more than 2 weeks. Her campaign website doesn't have one single policy on it. She's going to try and run from her record and why she made this decision to pick Tim Walz. But hopefully the media will eventually have the chance to ask her tough questions she needs to answer for.
Caroline, where do we go for all things Trump?
DonaldJTrump.com. We need volunteers, especially in Pennsylvania. So to your listeners, look, we're up against the most far left ticket in American history. We need all hands on deck. DonaldJTrump.com. And you can follow us on social media too. Our war room on Twitter and on Truth Social is amazing. They're always putting out good clips and content.
Well, Caroline, too, a personal note of congratulations. Gave birth 3 weeks ago to beautiful Nicholas. Yet you're back in the center of the ring here fighting for him and the country. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, I did. We need a country for future generations. That's what keeps me going. So thank you so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.